Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hello. I was just on the phone with somebody trying to make a claim, and my service had went out. So I was trying to see if I could try to make another one or try to get back on the phone with her. I don't know if that's possible. All
right. So she might be with another person. So I could be able to finish the claim with you if it is incomplete. Can I have the social security number?
418-517-9968.
And can you confirm to me your first and last name?
Devin Leverett.
And your date of birth?
February 27th, 2000.
And your driver's license number?
990-0157.
All right. I do see that your claim was left incomplete, so we can complete this together.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, I see your direct deposit. And just to confirm this mailing address back to you, was that 120 Bowes Street, Meridianville, Alabama, 35753 or 59?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 120 Bowes Street, Meridianville, Alabama. Yep, yep.
And it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce this, Zakiya Leverett?
Oh, no, that's correct. It's crazy.
Right. 23 to 27, 35 to 39, 49 to 53, 67 to 71. None of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person.
Did you say 23 to 27?
Yes, 23 to 27. All right.
Yes, ma'am, that one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? And all of these numbers start with 678 and have 583. So I'll just read off the last four. 5544, 5728, 8496, 9811, or I've never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
9811.
All right. And based on your background, in what county is 45 Oxford Garden, Coffee, Monroe, Talladega, Washington, or I've never been associated with this address?
Can you say that one more time?
What county is 45 Oxford Garden?
Oh, I've never been associated with that one.
Okay. Okay, and I see here where they left off. 26. Let's see. All right, so I see where you left off, and these are some yes and no questions. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Yes.
And will that be school or training?
School.
Are you attending high school on a regular full-time basis?
No, ma'am.
Are you attending WIA, TAA, or any dislocated workers' training program?
No, ma'am.
And what days and hours do you attend school?
I'm online, so. I guess you would say, what is homework doing? Wednesdays and Fridays, I think.
And what, are they separate, are they different hours for Wednesdays and Fridays?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what hours do you attend school on Wednesday?
So when you go as far as attending school, I'm online in college, so do I really, like, would that still be yes? Because all I do is desk on homework weekly. I really don't go into the school.
No, it would still
Why would
count. I would still need to know what days and hours you do this.
I guess on Wednesdays, from 6 to 9, about 3 hours.
And on Fridays?
I probably would say the same thing, because that's the time I usually, well, when I was before I got fired or whatnot. But that's when I was working. That's when I had got off around 5.
Okay. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50. Wait, yeah, 50.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your previous job title?
I was a delivery driver. And that's for FedEx.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, give me a moment, please. I just have a question to ask my other agents.
Okay.
Okay, while I'm waiting for that question to be answered, do you have their address?
Yes. 510 Production Avenue.
And what's the city and state and zip code for that?
Madison, Alabama, 35758.
Thank you. And do you have their phone number?
Yes. Like, as far as, like, the owners?
Yes.
Or the company. Oh, yeah, I got his number. 256, that's area code, 509-6630.
Thank you. And when was your first day of employment with them?
November the, let's say I thought in middle November. So I'll probably say November the 15th of 2021.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
It was Madison, and that's okay. Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving one from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for this employer?
Lack of work.
Okay. And would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have pen and paper?
Yes, ma'am. Can I grab you? Can I grab you? Yes, ma'am, I do.
All right, so I have your four-digit PIN, and this is the PIN you will use when you call in each week to take your weekly to do your weekly certification.
Okay.
And just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, it is 6800.
800.
So if you ever lose it or forget it, it's the last two numbers of your social, which is 68, and then the last two numbers of your birth year, which is 00.
Okay.
And I'll now read you your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov, and if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Friday, and not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. All right, Mr. Leverett, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
So you said every week I would have to file it either by Sunday through Friday, correct?
Yes, it just has to be Sunday through Friday before 5 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
And you'll do your first one starting this coming Sunday, which is going to be the July 31st.
Okay. And I need to fill it out July 31st, correct?
Yes, the weekly certification. All it asks you is just your social and then that PIN that I gave you. And then if there's any more information, you just tell them what they need to know.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am. And you said get on the web and use the PIN and what's called the login, correct?
If you're going to do your weekly certification online?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you would have to verify your identity. When you do it online, it would ask you to choose either continuing through Apple or Google or Microsoft. And then I believe you'll just, like, register your account and then you use that PIN. But it's not going to let you do that this week. It's going to let you do that next week.
Okay. So this week on Sunday, how do I, as far as, never mind, you told me already. You told me go on
labor.alabama.gov.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am, that was it.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye.